A 92-year-old Holocaust survivor was killed by a car while crossing the street. By Associated Press. A 92-year-old man who survived Nazi concentration camps during the Holocaust was struck and killed by a car while crossing a street near his home in Oregon. Alter Viner died Tuesday in Hillsboro and was pronounced dead at a hospital, the Oregonian Oregon Live reported. Viner endured 3 years in concentration camps and later in life wrote an autobiography titled From a Name to a Number, a Holocaust Survivor's Autobiography. He spoke to thousands of Oregonians about his experiences, making nearly 1,000 appearances at schools, libraries, churches, conferences, and charitable events. Viner appeared before Oregon lawmakers in September to press for mandatory statewide curriculum standards that would require teachers to educate students about the Holocaust and genocide. There can be no better tribute to Alter Viner and all survivors of the Holocaust but for this mandate to come to fruition in the next legislative session, the Oregon Jewish Museum and Center for Holocaust Education said in a statement. May the memory of Alter Viner be a blessing for his family and for those of us who were privileged to know him. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, an Oregon Democrat, remembered Viner as a true Oregonian and total mensch who transformed his Holocaust survival into a lesson that taught all of us about the need to fight prejudice always and everywhere. Viner was born in 1926 in Krasnow, Poland, a small town near the German border. Germans invaded his hometown in 1939, and Viner, his stepmother, and his brothers fled, the Oregonian Oregon Live reported. His father was required to stay behind to supply groceries from his business to Polish troops. When the family returned, 3 months later, they learned the Germans had murdered him. Viner was 13. Viner was soon forbidden from attending school, and 2 years later he was sent to a concentration camp. For 3 years he moved from camp to camp until the Russians freed him from Gross Masowice in May 1945. He returned to his Polish hometown and found 123 of his relatives had perished. Only 5 cousins were still alive, the Oregon Jewish Museum and Center for Holocaust Education said. Viner moved to Palestine and eventually to New York to live close to his surviving cousins. When he relocated to Hillsboro in 2000, the Oregon Holocaust Resource Center asked him to share his story. He hesitated because of his Polish accent, but decided to give it a chance. When Viner spoke at schools in McMinnville, a small city outside of Portland, he always included his memories of a German woman who risked her life to save his, the Yamhill Valley News Register reported. He and other prisoners were working in the same factory as German citizens, but the two groups were strictly separated. Every day when the woman passed him, she secretly handed him a cheese sandwich. Viner told the students that her food kept him alive and her act of courage helped him realize that most people are good. "We're all God's children. You're going to find good people and bad people," he said in his first public talk, according to the Oregonian Oregon Live. "It's not just for me, and it's not just a chapter in history. There is a lesson here."